This is the E-Square Podcast recording live from the Junction Complex. You are now making a worldwide connection. What's up, everybody? Today we have my first return guest. I'm super excited for this episode. He's a DJ. He's an entrepreneur. He's a Las Vegas legend. He's my big bro. Everybody give it up for DJ Valet. Let's go. The clickbait. It's
the clickbait.
I don't want to do that, but it's like when you're like, you know, because we all fall for the clickbait, and then it's like an empty promise.
I think it mainly comes down to what's clickbait to you.
Right.
You feel me?
Right.
And what you would click on.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Because for me it's different.
Right.
For me it's different. You know, yeah. I like the Gary V clickbait shit. I like the, you know, the ET, you know, uh-huh. the Eric Thomas clickbaits, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Where you know, they're just dropping gems, you know what I mean? And you're like, ooh, run that shit back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, let me repost that, you know, but
I need to get better at it for sure.
We're fucked.
Yeah, we're
fucked. If you don't get that right, we're fucked.
I'm fucked, shit. No, but for real, I'm about to start doing the clips because it is like... It is very necessary.
It's very necessary, especially because, again, I'm nobody. So nobody's going to sit there and watch fucking 2 hours of me talking.
I disagree.
You know?
You're not nobody.
And I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to watch me talk for 2 hours, dog.
Come on, you'd be surprised,
so,
brother.
You know.
You'd be surprised. You say that, and then how do you think I feel? Come on, man. Come on, bro. You know what I'm saying? But... Yo, DJ Valet, we back in the building.
Yep.
My first return guest.
Yeah, we had to.
I feel like this is a landmark because this is an important moment because you were like, I'll come back on there. That means it wasn't super terrible the first time.
Well, you know, I think we have good conversations.
Oh, we do, 100%.
Yeah, I think 100%. We have good conversations. So at the end of the day, you know, I mean, even when we link up, you know, I think those conversations need to be... you know, somewhat recorded, you know, because there's a lot of things that we cover, you know, off, you know, behind the camera or just, you know, on scene.
And we had a whole episode last night on the phone.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and you're like, yo, you got to stop talking to me. And I'm like, fucking don't call me, fool. Just text me then. You know what I mean?
But I hate texting people, bro. I can't communicate. Know. Yeah.
And then I even think we had a little episode when you pulled up to the house, when you came to the crib.
That's the same thing.
Stood there for like 45 minutes and had a whole nother, you know, episode.
Yeah,
so
it's like the sun's going down. I gotta go.
Yeah, we can't do that, man. You know, so we definitely.
It's a beautiful thing, though.
You need a camera crew soon.
It's a beautiful thing, bro. Oh, what, you talking about our own reality show?
No, no.
You don't want to do our own reality show?
Not on E! and Valet? Come on, man. We'll take tours
of your city.
Not yet.
Give food reviews.
Come on, man. That, I mean, all that sounds good, but I,
not
you know.
With me, just solo.
With her.
Okay.
With her.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, you gotta
do that anyway.
You got to limit the whiteness, like, you know what I'm saying, that you have on you.
No, you just might bring out a whole other side of me, so that I can't be hanging with no.
Okay.
The single young men, dog. Okay. I can't hang out with the single young men, okay?
Yeah.
Especially alcohol and food getting the mix.
Yeah, I'm a good influence, though.
I don't need to be hanging out with
you, E. I'm lame, bro. I'm lame. I'm the dude. If you're in a relationship and like I'm the friend that like the girl will be like, oh, okay, you're just with E.
You cool with him, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not the bad influence.
Yeah, no. Because cool. I'm lame. I'm super lame.
Cool.
I'm square.
I like that. Man, taking notes, Ma.
Yeah.
I can hang out with E.
Yeah, you feel me?
Yeah, me and E going out this weekend.
I see the wild child come out. Yo, isn't that crazy how we could be? Because I say that, but boy, once if I get out the house and I start drinking, bro, I turn into an animal.
Yeah. I'm a little self-destructive. I think we all are, man. A little self-destructive, you know, especially with the liquid courage.
The liquid courage. That's what it really is.
Yeah.
It really is liquid courage, bro.
None of the liquid courage, man.
Bro, people be turning into the Hulk.
So what's poppin', man? I see episode after episode, man. Mm. You've been working your ass off. I like it.
I've been trying, bro. The biggest thing that I'm just reminding myself is remember why I started it.
Mm.
And then be consistent, you know what I mean? And kind of let it take its own life
take on its own life of its own. Because once it's out of my hands and it's on the internet, it's like I could promote it and stuff, but then it's just kind of, it's like music. It's like you release it to the world and then the people are going to accept it how they accept it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a beautiful thing. Like I'm having fun because you know why the best part of all this is that I'm in control. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. That's a great feeling.
It's a great feeling, bro. And I have Tenesse. You know what I mean? It's and I have the Waterhole guys and everybody over here just backing me up, bro. And it's just everything.
The team here has always been solid. Always been top notch, man. Solid, bro. You know
what I mean?
Always A1 squad, man, with Tenesse in there, man.
Yeah.
But yeah, I see you. I see you working, man.
Thanks, bro.
You know, I see the caliber of guests. Mm-hmm. You know, and I like it. Yeah. Like I hella like it.
I appreciate it. It's weird because like I got hella the homies want to come on and shit, and it's like man, like I want to have everybody on, but I got to think. This is a business now.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's what I'm trying to make it a business.
Come on, man.
And I got to think about.
Sound like you got DJ problems, man.
I got to think about I got to think about my customers. I got to think about my listeners.
Come on.
You know, so I got to think about, it's not just about me. Yeah. Like I will have like one or two of the homies come in just because they offer something mentally, but like for the most part, it's people that I respect, people that are doing dope shit. And people that I think people want to hear on
and deserve the platform.
Yes, yeah.
You know, 100%, and deserve the platform. Yeah. You know, because I see that everybody is pretty much local and you know in the city. You know, and so the the shot that you give. Like I said, man, you literally you give them a seat at the table.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
big.
That's what I wanted. I appreciate it, bro. Yeah. And another thing is that I've been thinking about. I've been going over, dude. I'm not doing the local rapper shit. I'm not doing it.
Speaking my language,
bro,
man.
I'm gonna have a couple of the homies come.
I already
in.
Did it for you.
Yeah.
I did it long enough,
I
did it for you, man. So don't worry, you ain't got to go there, man.
Yeah, I just
most of them don't appreciate shit anyway. Yeah, so you can just keep it pushing anyway.
Yeah,
I
don't need. I don't need that false sense of entitlement up here. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
I don't need it.
You know, speaking of local rappers, though, you know I like the Fake Love shirt that you got on.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
But he's a legend. He's a legend.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, there's some of them that deserve the notoriety, what I mean? Like, like for real, because they're consistent and they continue to put in the work and they continue to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Kind of move up that ladder, so.
Well, it's like more, it's like, you know, like Landlord, for example. He's not just, he's like influential. He's like a staple. He's been around
Absolutely.
So long. Like, I grew up with homie,
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I grew up listening to dude, you know what I'm saying? And I don't even know him personally like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I seen him out in public a couple times, said what's up, we know a lot of the same people, but still it's like people that I respect. I can't have nobody in here that I can't really sit down and have a conversation with.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Like you said, it's you own it. It's on your time. It's
I'm in control, bro. If I don't want you
up
here, bro, I'm not having you up here.
Right.
And so, you know, it's like I've been getting a lot of DMs from people that want to come in, and I appreciate everybody want to fuck with me. Like, don't get me wrong, you know. But like, you know, I you know what I mean. It's I gotta do what I gotta do.
Man,
you know
you got
I mean?
DJ problems, man.
Bro, I feel your pain. Now.
Welcome to the club, man.
I feel your pain
you got
now.
DJ problems, man. You know.
Yeah.
I remember getting the emails and the DMs. Like, man, you don't. Why you don't play my shit?
Cause it ain't good, bro.
It ain't good.
Bro,
I can't get jiggy with this shit.
Come on, man. I tweeted this the other day. I was like, hey, I know a lot of cool-ass people that make shitty music. Just because you're a cool person, that doesn't mean your music is good. It doesn't mean I'm supposed to support your music. You have, I support your journey. I support your process. But if your music ain't up to par, your whole packaging ain't up to par, if everything is just booty cheeks.
Right.
Then I'm not gonna like straight up hate on you unless you ask me, but I'll shit on you if you ask me to. But but I because people need to be
I'll
shitted
shit
on
you if you ask me to.
No OBJ, no OBJ. Yo, we will not be slandering other grown men on my show, by the way, either. Yo, this is a place of a somewhat of a moral code, bro.
Right.
You know, saying that no jumper shit, bro. I can't rock with a lot of shit that goes on over there, and I do not want.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. If
I feel you,
if I fall
I do,
into
man.
That, bro, come and smack me over the head, bro.
I'm on that right now. You know, I just had an interview earlier this week, to bring a radio show, you know, just a mix show to
room service radio. That, yeah.
And yeah, so
how'd
you know, like, I think it went great because I know what I want to do, mm-hmm. you know, and I know that I've been in the DJ game and kind of like this local internet radio stuff, and mm-hmm. you know, then with iHeart, but it's I'm so tired of the small talk.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm hella tired of small talk. Like, I don't want to talk about nobody's album release.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't give a shit what the Kardashians are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't want to gossip. You know what I mean? And oh. and that's like the
God.
I mean, unless it's like a segue into uplifting
you.
People
yeah.
or.
The
you know, dropping
gossip,
some,
you
know, yeah,
shit,
or
yeah.
it's like in comparison
yeah.
to drop some gems. You get
yeah.
what I mean? Like, I'm so over that
yeah.
shit, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. And you know, I was telling them in the interview, I'm like, you sure y'all want me here? Like, you sure there's a lane here for me? You know what I'm saying? Cause I'm the old guy on the block now. You know, I'm the old head. Like, and that's not just me saying that. You know what I mean? That's people like you. You know, and people telling me where I'm at and my, you know, as far
yeah.
as the status in the city, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't label myself a legend, you get what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, no, y'all youngsters say that about me,
mm-hmm.
not me, you
mm-hmm.
get what I mean? My DJ peers say that about me,
yeah.
not me, you get what I'm saying? So when I start to hearing those terms, I don't have any, I think to myself, well, I must be getting old. You know
yeah,
what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
shit, what else do I, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
And so now I'm just here to offer some guidance, you know what I mean? As like the big brother, you know
yeah.
what I mean? And be like, okay, you know, like, let me help you in this area, or let me help you here, or you know what I mean? Or,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, you had a, you know, before we were, you know, recording, you had said, you know, well, why do you want to be a rapper? Or why, you know, the,
mm-hmm.
it's questions like that where, like, let me save you 10 years, little homie.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
like,
man.
Let me save you 10 years
yeah, yeah.
of spinning in circles, chasing your fucking tail, because
yeah.
you really just don't know what you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
You just want to look busy.
Yeah.
You just want to look like you're doing some shit.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Like, let me save you 10 years real quick. You feel me?
Yeah.
So I'm at that level right now, man, where, like, I don't want to talk about
yeah.
no small talk, dog. Like, I want to talk
yeah.
about... some biz, you know, business moves, some righteous
mm-hmm.
mood. Like, I want to talk about your mental health. I want to talk about your peace.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I want to talk about, like, where is your foundation at?
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Because
your why?
Just if you don't have your foundation,
mm-hmm.
then I'm just gonna watch you eventually fall. I'm gonna
yeah.
watch you crumble. You know what I mean? And I don't really want to do that.
No,
it's, you
no.
know, not if I'm taking the time out to have a fucking conversation with you.
Because yeah,
at this time in my life, my G, I ain't just sitting around having conversations
yeah.
with motherfuckers. So
yeah,
you get what I mean? So if I'm having a conversation with you, it's because, hey, you know, 10 years from now, man, I don't want to see you fall. You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like, are there going to be stumbles? Are there going to be some speed bumps and some potholes in the road? Absolutely.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
get what I mean? Are you going to have to dodge and weave on this journey? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you fall.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, I once heard, and I don't even know where it was. I can't even, you know, give credit to the person or, you know, or the meme or wherever the fuck I saw, you know, the, whoever
mm-hmm.
the tweet. But success is measured by how high you bounce off the ground.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
So if you can withstand a fall, it's because you got something to fall on.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I mean, imagine falling off the top rung of a ladder with nothing to fall on.
Yeah.
You just continue to descend. You get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So if you got a foundation, nigga, you can go all the way to the top. You feel me? You can go to
take
the top.
More risk and all, yeah. Yeah.
And you can fall.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? And when you're going to hit something, you're going to hit the ground. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? You're going to hit a foundation and you're going to bounce up. But
yeah.
if you don't got no foundation, bro, you'll continue to descend when you take
yeah,
that fall, bro.
Spiral out of control.
And it's a tough, that's tough. You know what I mean? That's tough. I've been there. You know what I mean? That's how I know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I know you continue to fall without a foundation, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Mm-hmm.
You
that's
know.
A great analogy. That's a great analogy. I'm thinking like, damn, you know,
because that's where I'm at.
Cause I'm trying to lay my foundation.
That's
I spent
it.
My whole 20s. I wish I had you when I was 19. Because, yo, I'm waking up 10 years later like, oh, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, I mean, I tried a lot of shit, but I feel you.
Like I said, imagine the people who do have me
yeah.
in their 20s yeah. and don't utilize.
And don't listen.
You feel me? And don't utilize their resources. Like, especially when I'm sitting right in front of you going, hey, man, I'm a resource.
Yeah.
I'm a resource. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, use me. Why? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Please use me. Mm-hmm. You feel me?
Yeah. And, that's part of your purpose, too.
That No, it is my purpose. You get what I mean? Is to give back. Yeah. It's always been in my spirit to give back and to help guide. You feel me? Like I said, I didn't have a big brother. Mm-hmm. So I was the big brother. You know what I mean? I'm the oldest out of like 40-something grandchildren.
You're the one that had to learn the hard way.
The super hard way, you know what I mean? And I brought a couple motherfuckers down with me, you know what I mean? And so, you know, I got to deal with that too, you know what I mean? I got to deal with that too. I got to deal with bringing some people down into the mud with me and then me being strong enough to come up out of it and them not. You feel me? And now we're in our, you know, I'm 40 years old. You get what I mean? Now some of my homies are pushing 40 and they still in the mud.
Yeah.
You feel me?
And they're in, flies,
and they're in the mud because I showed them. I actually led them that way.
Yeah.
You feel me? Now I'm trying to lead them out of the mud, and that's harder to do.
Yeah, man. Man, there's so many things going through my head right now, dog. You know what I'm saying? It's just so important to have to swallow your pride and ask for help when you got it there, when you're a young person, too, you know? But I don't know, why the fuck are young people so goddamn...
Because I think we touched on it in our phone conversation. So...
The big brother.
But in my adolescent years, I thought I knew everything.
Yep.
And I didn't even have the fucking internet.
Yeah.
My you feel me? You see where I'm going with this? My pops told me that he thought he knew everything in his teenage years. Right? His teenage years was in the 70s. So if by nature we think we fucking know everything in our adolescent years, how do you think these kids right now in their teens, and they're going through their adolescent phase, and they got Google and the Instagram Bible?
Oh, man. Lost in the sauce.
They think they know.
Yeah.
They think they know more than God.
Yeah. The thing about it now is like the truth is being blurred with the lies. It's like you don't know what to believe now. You know what I mean?
Well, now they're manipulating us with this device.
That's what I'm saying.
And so, again, man, if you think you knew everything already, there's someone on the other end of that, going, oh, you think you know everything?
Yeah. Here you go. Know this, motherfucker. Yeah.
You feel me? Read that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so when you got something like, you know, when you got a device like this, man, that's that low key is manipulating what side or your perception of the other side.
Yeah.
Division is inevitable.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. Division is inevitable, man.
Yeah, did you watch that documentary that came out?
I did.
Yeah.
And
what was it called? The
Social
Dilemma.
Social Dilemma.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I watched it, and it was a lot of confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a lot of confirmation. You know, I didn't grow up with this stuff.
Yeah.
You feel me? I think I had a MySpace account at the age of 26. 27. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I had MySpace too. I come from the transitional period. You know
absolutely.
What I mean? Yeah.
So and then, you know, I just had you know how Facebook gives you those you know, how many years ago those
the flashback
posts.
Yeah.
I had one that was from 11 years ago. So I was on Facebook at the end of like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and man, I was 29 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like social media, like the craze, you know, the hype of social media really didn't hit me until I was in my
30s. Mm-hmm.
Think of that shit, dog.
It's so crazy, bro.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's really, really easy for me to look at my kids and be like, damn, they're in the Matrix, bro.
Yeah, but do you feel like...
And they don't even know it.
Yeah, they don't even know it. Do you feel like it's better now, though, because of all that access to information? You know what I mean? Like, it can, like it, the internet
I think it's a gift and a curse.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, it's a gift and a curse. It's all about your perception,
We definitely have to teach kids or teach ourselves how to use the internet. We have to look at it like that, bro, because...
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, we had to.
Because you get swallowed up.
You know? I mean, even...
We're all swallowed.
Even I do.
The internet is like this. Like,
even I get like at times get swallowed up in social media, you feel me? And so, but if someone my age gets swallowed up in social media, I don't think these kids have a chance, bro.
Mm-mm. They don't.
They don't have a chance, bro.
They don't.
You know, I grew up in the era. I grew up in the crack cocaine era.
Mm-hmm.
It is so similar.
Mm. Mm.
It's so similar.
Mm-hmm.
I used to get into lightweight arguments with my kids because they wouldn't walk somewhere for something they needed. But would walk in 115, they would walk 2 miles in 115 degree heat to get Wi-Fi.
Fiends, bro.
Fiends.
Yeah.
There's no difference, bro. Not to me. Not when you firsthand saw, you know what I mean?
There's something that you need.
And that's just scary, bro.
Yeah.
That's just scary.
I don't know if this is even a realistic suggestion, but I think they definitely need to say, they definitely need to limit the amount of time that people are allowed to be on social media, bro.
That ain't gonna happen.
I know it's not, but what is it doing to the brain, bro?
Got free will.
But you're rewiring the. There's no science that says if a kid is on it staring into the screen for 25 years, what does that do to their brain?
Well, they don't know yet. Saying?
Right, exactly. But you know what I mean? They don't know yet. But like,
and to be real, they're not gonna fix that problem. They're gonna come up with a pill for that problem.
God damn. Hey, bro, we just need to move to like Columbia or something. And get it, you know what I'm saying, and just build a cabin or build a compound, bro.
We own it. Like We're setting up how we're gonna get off this grid.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You gotta think
about
that.
But
now,
to be able to get off of it and then plug in when you want to.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because we've already experienced the Matrix to the point to where it's like, man, I could do without it.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I could do without it. As long as we're, you know, as long as everything is good and set up, I could do without it, you
100%.
Know? 100%. And so the way I look at it now is, well, then set it up.
It's like, almost
let's set it up.
It's like a catch-22 because when you disconnect yourself, you know, like I don't know if you've ever really disconnected for a few months or a few weeks or even a few days,
mm-hmm.
even a few days,
mm-hmm.
you feel disconnected. You feel like, yo, you're missing out. You don't know what's going on in the world. But then when you're in it, you feel like it's consuming your life.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn,
well,
bro.
We took a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
We took a 7-day cruise. And
I'm listening, bro.
We opted out for the, you can get Wi-Fi in your cabin on these cruises, right? And we opted out to not have it. You know, it was a 7-day cruise.
Enjoy your vacation.
And we opted out. I said, we don't.
You got to sit in your room and get be scrolling on your vacation that
you paid
for?
We didn't want it, bro. So we was on this boat, and I kind of set everything up back at home. Like, hey, man, if there's an emergency, you know, like telling my kids, if there's an emergency, like call 911. You feel me? Like I'm gonna be on the other side of the world. There's nothing I could do anyway.
You know
what I mean? So, you know, if it's bleeding too bad, I'm not gonna be able to stop it. You know, so
time to grow up.
Make sure you call 911. You know, here's this number, here's that number. But yeah, man. So we did it. And to be real, I don't think it was at a time, you know, in my life when I needed a break anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I wasn't like fiending to get on the phone or nothing, you know what I mean? I think when we got into the ports, you know, when we got into the ports and got Wi-Fi at the small little bars and stuff like that, I think we logged in, you know, kind of checked up, you know, checked in on everybody, you know what I mean? Posted, you know, hey guys, we're alive, we're good, yeah, you know, yeah, what I mean? Yeah. And then whoop, right alive, back out, yeah, you know, back to vacation.
Yeah.
You know, so we did it, we loved it. When we were done with the whole cruise, man, I came back, I felt recharged.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think I felt I missed out on anything.
Yeah, you realize that when you get back.
Recharged.
Yeah.
I was ready to go.
Yeah.
You know,
because the shit you don't really miss out on anything, because you think about like what you're scrolling through yesterday. You don't remember that shit. You don't remember what you scrolled through yesterday. That shit is just you just scrolling, and it's in it's there. You look at it and then it's gone because there's so much more shit coming.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but I mean that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I have
that's like where I'm at with that, man. We ready to get off this grid.
Yeah,
we ready
for
to
real,
go.
For
you
real.
Know, have a garden. You know what I mean? Yeah. Have some chickens and
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
not no pigs.
Thing.
My pops probably want some pigs, man, but we don't do the swine. You know what I mean?
I mean,
we don't do the pigs.
Even if it's like
I have a turkey,
like a nice pig,
nah,
like a nice, like not a nice pig, not a nice pig, but like a
like nice pig, like Miss Piggy, like what the hell, like what the
no,
hell,
like a well taken care of pig.
Nah, cause we're gonna eat them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
oh,
you wouldn't eat them?
My pops would eat them. My pops
you wouldn't eat a well-taken care of pig?
I mean, if there wasn't nothing
well
else to eat.
Well-fed and all that?
If there wasn't else to eat, yeah. You know what I mean? But, man, yeah, I agree, you know.
What I'm about goats?
Idols, man, they grew up slaughtering pigs all the time in the backyards.
Lambs and all that? I love lambs.
I mean, you know, maybe for
you're not
the milk or something, I don't know.
You're not
you
vegetarian,
know?
Right?
No.
But back to what I was going to say, I want to when I get enough money, I want to take my whole family on vacation, right? But I'm going to hype it up. I'm going to be like, yeah, we're going to fucking Greece, right? You know what I'm saying? Like 15 of us, right? And I'm going to hype it up. I'm going to get everybody excited. And then right before we leave to go to the airport, I'm going to bring out a pillowcase. Everybody's phones.
Yeah.
Popping them in there.
Yeah.
And let's see who wants to go. Who still wants to go.
Still wants to go.
I'm going
to
give you I'm a little Polaroids.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you guys each one of these cameras.
Yeah.
But the phones got to go, man, because
yeah.
It does need balance. Like, I hate being at the table eating.
Yeah.
No phones allowed. Don't be at your don't pull
it
out your phone.
It used to be like that in the household.
Yeah.
It used to be like that, man.
Yeah.
And then we kind of.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Then we slipped into it. And,
yeah.
You know.
Hey, but I will. Well, the one thing I really do appreciate though is if you guys are having a family dinner or any dinner every night, you know, leave your phones in the other room. We're gonna take this time, and we're gonna eat. And we're gonna not even think about our phones.
It's
bro.
Crazy, man. But you know, you absolutely
it's easy
right.
Easy to say, but it's so hard to do, though.
I think it's hella hard to do. I think
yeah.
even talking about it, you know, people
yeah.
are like, man, you know, fuck that. You
yeah.
know, like, you know, even if you do business on your phone, you know, sometimes you know it's okay to, you know, respond 20
yeah.
minutes late.
It's okay.
You know, it's okay.
Okay.
You know, it doesn't have to be like right away. You know, so
yeah.
you know, it's that. Excuse me, it's that microwave mentality, you know?
Yeah, but talking about business, though, you haven't launched it yet, but Chief Lumpia.
Chief Lumpia.
Hey, yo,
yeah.
You told me about it, and then when you posted it, and you told me, you put it out there that it's coming,
yeah.
I was like, hell yeah, bro. I was like, yeah, because I like to hear, when I hear about shit behind the scenes, that is, and then I see it come to fruition.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful, it inspires me, and it lights a fire under my ass,
yeah.
Like, you know, that's dope.
Well, you know, it's, it was never supposed to be called Chief Lumpia. Like, it the idea came to me in like 2012, 2013.
Been sitting on
and
this idea for that long.
Man, I got so many. I got a lot of stuff that I'm sitting on to be
yeah,
real, man.
Yeah.
But this one was like, this one came to me when my kids was watching Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Mm.
And it's a part on there where the Oompa Loompas. And for some reason, Oompa Loompia popped into my, you know, I'm a sucker for lumpia, man.
Yeah.
I'm Chamorro, I'm Pacific Islander, like at all the family parties. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just playing. You and everybody else.
Fuck with you.
But yeah, man. Oompa Loompia, dog. Like,
yeah.
It just came in. I was like, man, that'd be a dope ass name
mm-hmm.
for a Loompia company.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, we could do the, you know, the workers' uniforms and shit.
The
you know,
orange hair
it
and
could
the green
just look,
faces
yeah, it could look
shit,
all
yeah.
we, you know, it could look, you know, we'd just take that whole theme, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I get to writing shit down, and you know, Oompa Loompia, whatever, you know. But at that time, I was still kind of like climbing the DJ ladder.
Mm-hmm.
So I shelved it. I got this little file in my room, in my filing cabinet, that's like full of like just business ideas that pop up, you know, and put them down, you know what I'm saying? So Oompa Loompia got shelved. And I would talk about it all the time. I would see something like on Willy Wonka or the Oompa Loompias, and I'd be like, and I'll bring it back up, you know? Yeah. I'd be like, man, that shit would be so dope. So I just continued to speak it, right? Just continue to put it in the atmosphere. And then earlier this year, with the whole COVID thing, my wife was like, hey, you know, we should sell pupusas. You know, she's El Salvadorian Mexican. And I was like, man, I love pupusas. I was like, you know, I was like, man, fuck it, let's slang them, you know? So we made some pupusas, you know, and we was like, ah, man, we're going to have to tweak the recipe. And then, you know, and it was just like, that, you know, like, we don't make pupusas all the time. We not finna just jump in the pupusa game and just start slanging pupusas, you know? So I was like, well, damn, let's slang lumpia. Let's take Oompa Loompia off the shelf. So I sat down and I started to Google Oompa Loompia. Somebody in 2015.
Yeah, after you had initially thought about it.
Two, three years after I initially thought about it. Somebody in 2015 took it, trademarked it, got the website. And the cool part about it was somebody in Vegas. The name and everything is like registered to somebody over on Spring Mountain.
So who's doing it now?
Well, it's just parked. It's just sitting there. But I'm not, you know, and they're like, oh, you can buy the website for, you know, $1,500. And I'm like,
People make bread off of that shit.
Absolutely.
Bro.
I know.
Just thinking of a name.
They have buy the domain.
They have no intentions.
99
of,
cents.
They have no intentions of making.
Nope. I got a boy who's done that a few times. But it just never, like I said, I was like, I'm not going to go buy that shit. I'm not buying that name back, you know, like just because I came, like, I slept on it. Like, that's my bad. You feel me? So I just came up with a different name, you know, and kind of ran with my pops. My pops' name is Chief. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, they call him Chief.
I love it, though. I love
Chief of the family.
I love the branding. You know? So the logo, the graphic with the fish hook.
Yeah.
Is hard, bro.
Thank you, man.
Bro,
thank
who
you.
Did that?
Thank you. That's my shout out to my boy Intro. Intro actually, he made it. He vectored it.
Okay.
But I drew it up.
Okay.
So I got the hook. I got everything on paper and pencil.
Yeah.
And I wrote it down. I put it all on paper and pencil, and I took a picture of it.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, man, I need you to make this. Yeah. I need you to make this digital. You know what I mean? Like, vector this shit. Like, I need to go on shirts. I need to go on hats.
It's dope. It's perfect, bro.
Yeah.
It almost looks It almost looks like a movie poster.
Man, I didn't even think of that. That's
Looks like it's so good, bro. It's so good, bro.
Man,
it's perfect, bro. Like,
appreciate it.
I wouldn't gas you up if it was trash.
Shit.
You know what I'm saying? But it was, no, I'm dead ass serious.
I literally drew that up on my computer desk
at
the house.
It's perfect.
And my boy Intro, man. Shout out to Intro, man.
Branding on it is solidito, bro.
Cool. Yeah. And we got more. We got more coming, you know.
So when is it going to drop, though? When is the...
Well, today. Today, actually, we started taking pre-orders today.
Oh. Put me in.
You feel me?
Down.
I got you. Don't even trip. She's over here in the corner taking pre-orders now.
Take the money.
Everything
she
go
the
to
money.
Her. I don't even deal with the money no more, bro. Listen, I'm gonna be real. Look, my life changed when I allowed my wife to handle all the finances. Yeah. It's crazy, dog. You know, I didn't respect money.
Yeah. No.
I didn't respect money. I'm a hustler. I'm a hustler, dog.
It's a trend.
I'll blow it, man. I will. I'll blow the money. I got no discipline when it comes to money because I got the attitude like, fuck it, I'll make it tomorrow. I'll make it back. I'll make double tomorrow.
I don't know what it is with us, with men, bro. I'm the same way. Like, a lot of women that I meet, I'm not saying, like, all women, but a lot of women just are better at, like, that kind of shit. At that kind of, like, you know.
Listen, man, life been real good since I let her take them finances, bro.
Yeah, man. It's good.
Life been real good, man. I ain't had to worry about shit, man. Every time I want to buy something, there's money there. I'm like, damn, what is you doing something on the side? Like, what is you doing?
For real. It's weird like that, huh?
Hell yeah. Let me get one of those right quick.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, man.
Hold on, let me
me get you your shit.
Oh, there we go. Modelo.
Bottle popper right here.
Yeah, we don't have a...
and Vice at the same time.
We don't even have a... Usually it's a lighter. Oh, man.
That's mine, too.
Yo, I laugh so hard, I, like, tilt my head back. I, like, put a kink in my neck, bro. Goddamn. Bro, I've been cracking my neck a lot, right? And I've been feeling like, yo, I feel like sometimes I crack my neck and I'll be like, damn, yo, am I okay? Like, I start seeing stars and shit. Like, damn, I need to stop doing that.
I don't know if you're supposed to see stars.
No, bro, that's what I'm saying. I'd be like, damn, did I just paralyze myself?
Yeah, you might want to. Might want to relax with that, man. But thank you, man. Thank you for the compliments on Chief Lumpia, man, for real. Because that's that, you know, like I said, man, I've been, like I said, I love Lumpia.
Yeah.
I love Lumpia, mm-hmm. man. And I just want to put, I wanted to put a Vegas spin on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I wanted to just it's put beautiful. this infused, you know, just like fuse it with all kind of other stuff, man. So,
It's so simple, stay tuned, man.
We got some new, we got like 6 flavors up right now on the website, bro. But I got these other flavors that are coming. You know what I mean? We want to do desserts. It's like, we gonna take it to that level.
It's so funny because it's like we were talking about before. Like you have like with music and up and coming artists not packaging themselves right and all that. It's like the same thing with anything you do. If you have a business, you know, it's like you have the product, you know, and you didn't invent Lumpia. You know what I mean? You're not like inventing a new thing.
Nah. In fact, Lumpia is a Filipino thing. You know what I mean? It's just my islands are so close to the Philippines. We kind of, we adopted some things. You feel me? So, you know.
You put your own spin on it.
On it, you know, and we're going to take it and run with it. You know, and it's also, I'm just at that time in my life too, man, again, where I want to slow down. I want to do some more family-oriented things. Mm-hmm. You know, my kids are all young adults now. You know what I'm saying? I want to have them in an environment that, you know, that's not the club and alcohol and, you know, drugs and pimps and hoes.
There's other shit to life, bro, you know?
You can get caught, you know? You can get caught in that nightlife, in that whole lifestyle, man. Like,
it's really easy.
Like, tough, you feel me? Yeah. So, you know, I just wanted
I worry about Vic in that sense.
Yeah, me too, man. He's a good kid, man. He's real grounded, man. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like he's got foundation.
Yeah.
You feel me? Mm-hmm. I do. I feel like he's got a lot of foundation. So therefore, I give my kids to God, man. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That it's this shit out of my control now, man.
Yeah, has this been a weird transitional for like both you guys? Like kind of setting your kids free?
Bro,
in a way?
I thought when they got older, man, it was just gonna be hella easy.
Yeah,
I thought when my kids got older and they left the crib, man, I was gonna be like, "Cool,
hey, pops, can I move back in, pops?"
you know, and you know, most of them have, you know what I mean. But you know, there's always this, you know, my doors will always be open. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They'll always be open for my kids, man. But it's different, bro. Mm-hmm. It's different. I don't got no control.
Yeah,
you feel me? I don't have no control over how they live their life or anything. You feel me? All I can do is trust that I did the best that I could,
mm-hmm.
and they took, you know, they took what I taught them and they run with it. They mm-hmm. You know, they apply it and utilize it. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so, you know, and like I said, man, I got an open door policy, man. You know, they can come back home. You know, that shit come with stipulations. You feel me? It ain't easy. It ain't, you know, and I'm not gonna make it easy. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? Because,
the best thing you could do is an adult.
It gets comfortable.
The best thing you can do as an adult is be hard on them right now. You know, that's as the parent. You know what I mean? Like
I am. You know what I mean? I'm dad. You know, I am. I'm dad. I'm the disciplinarian. Yeah. You know what I mean? And S. Dot is mom. You feel me? And she plays her role. You feel me? As mom. You know where. She's, you know, she got to kind of be the softer side, and you know what I mean? And sometimes those roles switch,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean? Sometimes I'm the good cop, and she's jumping in there, you know, trying to strangle them and shit like that, you know? So, you know, it's a great balance, man, but the transition has been crazy.
That's
crazy, dog. It's like, it's dumbass crazy, you feel me?
Yeah.
And my prayers change, You know what I'm saying? Because they're adults now and they're out in the world. You feel me? And they're not in my house, and I don't have no curfew for them.
You don't know what they're doing.
They don't
got to
check in with me. And yeah, and I don't know who what
they're
doing.
You still got one more in high school?
I still got one. I got she's 16, Momi. She's at home. You know, she's the last one. She's 16, going on 25. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you know, and we just trying to, you know, we give her as much time as possible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's dope, man. It's dope, man. You know, we raised six fucking kids, dog.
Yeah.
You know, we was just talking about it earlier, you know, or I think on the way here, we stopped to have, like, you know, some lunch. And what we was talking about was, you know, like getting my CDL and then, you know, buying a truck and mm-hmm. just working for ourselves and hitting the road mm-hmm. and getting paid to just hit the road and not mm-hmm. even be in a rush.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like stop at every rest stop, stop at every town that we pass. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm 40 and I got five young adult kids and my youngest daughter, our sixth kid is 16.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I got
and you're
a
only
whole,
40 still.
And I'm only 40. I got a whole nother fucking life to live. You
Yo,
feel me?
100%.
I
it's
got
like
a
new
whole
chapter
nother
now,
life
huh?
to live,
it's
bro.
Like a new chapter.
Absolutely, man. And it's tough because people want to put us in a box. People want to tell us to have another kid. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck would we do that for, dog? You feel me? Like,
I mean, six.
That's just not in our cars. It's not in our cars, bro. Yeah. You feel me? It's just not. Like, you know, we live our life backwards.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We had all the kids at 15, right up front. You feel me?
As soon as you could.
You know what I'm saying? As soon as we could, yo. You feel me? Like, and so now we're at the point, dog, where it's like, you know, like we got one grandson. You know what I mean? Like I'm a grandpa. You feel me? Like it's a whole nother life, dog. It's a whole nother life. You know what I mean? And I'm still young enough to come in here and. You feel me? And conversate with you and throw it back. You know what I mean? Like, I'm still connected. Yeah. You know, I still got that young heart. You know, I still got that
young
energy, young,
bro.
Man.
Your spirit's young.
And that's why I said, that's why I'm like, I got a whole nother life to live. Yeah. I got a whole second half of a book.
Yeah.
You feel me?
You ain't even halfway there yet.
Nah, man. Yeah. Like, something big is about to happen in our lives, man. Like, I just lately, for maybe the past month and a half, like, God has just been speaking to me in numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I cannot stop seeing repetitive, numbers, bro. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and I'm not just saying, like, you know, a specific number. I'm talking about everywhere, dog. Mm-hmm. Like, just repetitive numbers. And you know, and God is a God of numbers, man. You feel me? God is a God of numbers, bro. He loves numbers, bro. You know what I'm saying? And I pay attention to that shit, man. And so, you know, I know something big is about to happen. I don't even know what it is, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm ready.
Keep that energy.
I'm ready. You know what I'm saying?
Energy.
Whatever it is, you get what I'm saying? I know God got me, so let's, you feel me? I trusted him this far, you know what I mean? So let's keep it pushing.
Yeah, your energy, man, is such a, is so critical to anybody's success. You know, how you feel and what do you project outward and how you feel about yourself. And you could be in the shittiest situation, kind of, you know?
Yeah.
But if you feel like, if you're just still grateful and you still putting out that grateful energy and being, and just being like, yo, I'm still alive, like I'm still kicking, you know what I mean? And it's like,
I think I told him that in the interview on Monday
for the
internet radio station. I said, man, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
I made it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here, man. I made it, dog. Like, I didn't give a day. You feel me? I ain't give no more than 48, 72 hours to the state.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I don't got no holes in me.
Yeah.
No bullets. You feel me?
Yeah.
Like, you know, every bullet that was ever, you know, every bullet, every round that ever flew by me, it flew by me. It didn't, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Like I've been in some shit, dog, and I'm here to live, to tell about it. You know what I mean? And not just surviving, but actually thriving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And really just got this perception on life where I'm just dumbass grateful.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just like super grateful.
Yeah.
You know?
How could you not be? You know what I'm saying?
I seen too many fall.
Yeah. For real.
I seen too many fall, bro. You know what I mean? I got I got people, you know, I got my peoples that are coming home. You feel me? Like, I got people coming home, bro, and you know, I got it's on my Instagram post, you know, I got one of my big homies, Maka, man. Shout out to Mock. He gave me a gun and a pound of weed in 1995. You feel me?
Oh, that's dangerous.
And 6 months later, he got sentenced to like 25, right? Mm-hmm. He gets out in 20. He do 20. Come home and end up at church with me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like when you start seeing stuff like that, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you can't help but to think and to just be grateful of God's grace.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. there's a lot of people quote Nixon. Let me say this again, dog. a lot of people quote Nipsey Hussle, dog, yeah. And they're always quoting like the gangster shit.
Yeah.
They rarely quote Nipsey's verses when he speaks about God's grace. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And I think that I don't think people like to accept that shit.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, you ain't here because of the moves you made.
Yeah.
I'm not here because of the moves I made. I'm not here because I play chess well.
Divine intervention.
You feel me? I'm here because God placed me here. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? I'm here because God has had his hand on my life the whole fucking time. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so I think we tend to overlook the fact of how God's grace works, mm-hmm, in our personal lives.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah, there's something else going on beyond our capacity. You know what I'm saying? Beyond our understanding.
Whether you want to acknowledge it.
Whatever you want to call it.
Or whatever you want to call it. Yeah, you can call it whatever, you know. Yeah. I tend to think that I'm spiritually bilingual.
Yeah,
you
bro.
Feel me?
Yeah, like,
I believe in Jesus Christ. Yeah. Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. That's what saved me. You feel me? But if Jesus leaves a bad taste in your mouth, then what you want to talk about, dog? You want to talk about karma? Mm-hmm. You want to replace the word God with universe? Let's do it.
We all talking about,
you know,
the
what I'm saying?
Thing.
We talking about the same shit, dog. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, where you want to go with it?
Yeah,
you know,
that's something I've come to realize recently too.
Absolutely, man. You know, like, if you don't believe in Jesus, that's cool. Yeah. We can still talk spiritually.
Yeah,
we can still talk about spirits.
We still talking about the same.
We talking about the same shit, just in different languages.
Yeah, we don't gotta go to war about it. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have different levels of understanding.
You would think we didn't have to go to war about it, but you know.
Well, I think people get too wrapped up in their emotions to have a really logical conversation,
man.
You know?
Absolutely, man. I was just talking to my wife about this, man. I got a guy on my Facebook, man, who every
just
post,
goes in, huh?
He just goes in on
anti-religion?
Anti-religion, anti-Bible, anti-Jesus, anti-Christian. I'm like, damn, dog. I'm like, that's your purpose?
Yeah.
That's your purpose, dog.
That's
like,
what
damn,
using
who,
your energy for?
Who exactly? Like, who hurt you?
Who hurt you?
Who hurt you, dog? What's
for
the
real?
Name of the pastor that hurt you, dog?
Touched you
know what
you.
I mean?
You
yeah, did he touch you? Like,
yeah, what happened?
Let me apologize for him. You know what I mean? Because we ain't all the same, dog. It matters what church you go to, just like it matters what doctor you go to.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, I think you need a second opinion, my G. You get what I'm saying? Like, you need to try it again somewhere else. Somebody hurt you, dog.
Where's your basis of information?
Absolutely. You know? And if what you place your faith in, mm-hmm, makes you get on the internet every day and bash other people for something that they believe in that makes them a better person, I damn sure don't want to believe in that God.
Yeah.
I damn sure don't want to believe in what you believe in, dog, because that ain't what the gospel teach me.
Yeah, I feel you.
You get what I'm saying? That's not what the gospel of Jesus Christ teach me.
Yeah, you wake
that shit
up
teach
with
me
that,
to love you.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and to forgive you and to show you grace, even though you don't even have my understanding, I'm still supposed to love you.
Yeah.
You can bash my Jesus all day.
Yeah.
That don't make me want to come at your throat.
Yeah.
You feel me? It just means, man, you ain't tasted God's goodness.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah, man.
You ain't stared at the devil in his eyes yet.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because when you do that, when you can actually see that, then you can recognize God's goodness.
Yeah.
But a lot of people don't recognize God's goodness because they ain't never stared the devil in his fucking eyes.
Yeah, the level of understanding isn't there, and they base their opinions on assumptions and no experience, no facts, no.
Yeah, and take and take one scripture, you know, out of a whole book and run with
what
it.
What you say earlier, the Instagram Bible, but you know what? Saying that, like, I'm guilty of it too. I've been there. I've been like, the Bible, that shit out of my face. You know what I'm saying? Like all that shit and
me too though.
And I can't. And you can't dismiss anything because anything in life to me, because everything has something to offer, you know. And it's really about how you receive it and how you interpret it and how you apply it to your life, you know. But it's nothing to allow yourself to get to a point where you have to throw out negative energy. You have to bash something else. Unless it's pure evil. Unless it's pure evil, but other than
The dude told me that, you know, the dude told me that the gospel didn't change my life. He said that the gospel didn't change my life, that Jesus and God didn't change my life. He said that I changed because I was ready to change.
Yep.
And that's complete bullshit.
Oh, my bad.
No.
I was like, hold on.
It's complete bullshit. You feel me? I didn't change because I wanted to change. You feel me? God used my kids. You know what I mean? My kids came home from church one day and banged on my room door. And we was knocked the hell out from the club the night before. The club the night before. You feel me?
Okay.
I sleep in on Sundays. You know what I mean? I'm at the club on Saturday night. I don't get home till the sun coming up on Sunday.
Yeah.
You feel me? My kids came home banging on my door talking about, we got to go to this church, Dad. Wait, what?
I get what you're saying.
You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
So I took them to this church. And the whole time I'm at this church, I'm like, man, fuck this place. Straight up.
Sold out?
Yeah. Straight up. I'm like, this shit crazy, cuz.
Your kids?
Kids? Absolutely. Yeah.
Damn.
And then the first Sunday I went, they got up and taught about tithes and shit, talk about give 10% of your money and shit. I'm like, you got me fucked. I'm sitting in the seat like, you got me fucked. I'm not giving you 10% of shit.
Offense went up. Yeah.
But not just 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
6, 7, 8 weeks, dog.
Yeah.
You feel me? Only reason why I'm going back is because my kids love this place. And I'm like, damn, why do I keep getting up every Sunday? I'm tired as fuck, man. I was just DJing the night before. I just got home 2 hours before they woke me up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why I keep taking them to this bill? You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the whole time, bro. For real, man. I sat there, bro. Like, man, every time they talked about money, dog, I was like, man, this motherfucker talk about ties one more time, dog. I'm out this bitch. Straight up, bro. That's how I felt.
You're speaking for a lot of people right now, bro.
Absolutely. And that's why that's the point. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Because that was 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm.
Now I teach tithes. Mm. Now I'm a tithe teacher.
What happened? Where was the switch, bro?
Testimony.
Yeah.
Testimony. You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. The words itself, the word itself says, try me.
Mm-hmm.
God was like, try me, little motherfucker. Since you know it all, try me. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And where I'm from, anybody that say, try me,
you're
going to try you.
Yeah.
I sat my wife down and I said, look, man, and this must have been 6 months into the church. We was 6 months into the church already. I was like, you want to try this tithing thing? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like,
let's just get these motherfuckers my money.
Let's try it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she said, yeah, man, and I ain't looked back since, dog. And the fruits that come from it have been you can't even measure it. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
You can't even measure the amount of that's been poured back into our lives. You get what I mean? From forgiveness, from family restoration. You get what I'm saying?
I want to stop you right here because I think people tithe and a lot of people feel iffy about tithing because they give the church money and what they're expecting back is like, you know, $10,000 check, you know, saying?
Exactly. But that, you know, it also points out a problem.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? It points out a problem. And that's what got me.
Yeah.
That's what got me. I don't know, excuse me, I don't know what sermon it was. Excuse me.
There you go.
I don't know what sermon it was, you know what I mean? And, you know, and this, you know, this the type of Christian I am. You know, I like to have a beer, you know what I'm saying? Like, I say motherfucker and Jesus in the same sentence, dog. You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, like, pray for me. I still got some shit to work on, you know what I mean? I'm not human, a perfect man, you get what I'm saying? But I found something that I could hang on to. I found something that gave me some foundation, you feel me? And it was bigger than me. It was bigger than anything I ever knew, you get what I mean? I can't see it. I can't, you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So There was a sermon, and the pastor, you know, shout out to my pastor, man, my spiritual father, man, Pastor Lockie, man, and you know, over at Win the City LV, man, it's you know, I call him my spiritual trainer.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know, most men will say that we're three-part beings, right? Mm-hmm. You agree with that? I'm sure the editing guy, you know, agrees with that. You know, we're three-part beings, right? You know, mind, body, soul, right?
Yeah.
You, a man will go into hundreds of thousands of dollars of debt to get his mind right, you know what I mean, chasing fucking degrees, you get what I mean? Yeah. We will pay for a gym membership and not even fucking go. This guy, I've done it, you feel me? Mm-hmm. We'll pay for a gym membership to get our physical, right? Yeah. All of this shit costs money. As soon as it comes to our soul, that third part of our being, this is what we do. I got my personal relationship with God. I don't need to give no money. God is free. I can drop to my knees anywhere.
Yeah.
You feel me? Those are my words. Those are my words.
Yep.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But the pastor had told me, Pastor Lockie, in one of his sermons, I can't even remember which one it was, he said, when you go to the doctor will touch you in certain places and go, does it hurt here? You feel me? He touching your elbow. Do it hurt there? Nah, it don't hurt there. You know, your wrist. Do it hurt there? Nah. You know, what about your shoulder? Do it hurt there? Nah. You know what I mean? You know, what about your neck? Oh, you know, touch your right. It hurts there.
Yeah.
That's just like church.
Mm-hmm.
The pastor talks about forgiveness, and you're willing to receive it. God, forgive me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? God, forgive me. All the wrong that I've done, please forgive me. You accept that. You feel me? Starts talking about, you know, restoration. He starts talking, you know, speaking blessings over you. Your business is going to flourish. You get what I mean? Man, you receive. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
As soon as he starts talking about money, you go, ooh, ow, ooh. Ah, ooh.
Ouch.
You feel me? Oh, that shit hurt right there. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
That's where the problem is.
Yeah.
You feel me? So the pastor ain't nothing but a doctor, just in a spiritual form. You feel me?
Man, the pastor got a tough job.
He got a tough-ass job, dog.
Hey, shout out Pastor Lockie, man.
Yeah, man.
I love Pastor Lockie.
Yeah, man.
I love Carolyn. You know what I'm saying? The whole family, little Dr. Love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to them. They taught me a lot, bro.
You know, man.
They taught me a lot,
too. And like I said, and here's the crazy part about it. We'll read these millionaires and these billionaires, right? Mm-hmm. They will tell you, dog, it's all about your giving.
Yeah.
It's in your giving, yo. You're not going to be a millionaire being stingy.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to be a billionaire being stingy.
Yeah.
It's in your giving.
Yeah. Holding on to them little pennies.
But as soon as the pastor.
Yeah.
As soon as the Bible tell you about it.
Such a hard job, bro.
You're like, oh, my God, I don't want to get it. 10%, oh my God. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Listen, bro, as soon as I started tithing, giving up that 10%, now I'm like, give it.
Yeah.
Give it. Because now money don't own me no more.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? See, money was my master before.
Yeah, I think the problem too is that your expectations as a tither has to be in check. Like I said before, like,
about the heart.
Oh, I'm going to give you 10% and then you'll receive.
What am I getting back?
Yeah, right. So I should be rich. I've been tithing for the last year. Where the fuck my check at?
And you know what I'm saying?
But that return doesn't come in monetary.
Exactly.
Form.
That's what I was going to say. But maybe you didn't get the money yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe there was other things that God needed to fix first before he give you the big check.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
If I would have been making the money that I've been making for the last 3 years, if I would have made that money 10 years ago, that shit would have killed us.
Mm-hmm.
I probably would be divorced. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I'd probably have I'd probably be a bigger alcoholic than I was, you know, then. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I probably have a drug problem. You know what I mean? I got a destructive personality.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So when I started tithing, that's the exact, you know, perception that I had.
Yeah.
Was, well, give it back. You know, if I'm giving 10%, shit, I must get 20 back. You feel me?
For real.
Then I got evicted out of my house live on air.
That type of shit, man.
You feel me? Listen, I was mad at God for a minute, okay, dog. I was like, man, fuck that.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I've been doing good. I've been tithing. I've been feeding the homeless and shit. I'm a leader in my church. You know what I'm saying? How I get evicted on the air?
Yeah.
You know, I'm live on the air, and I get evicted.
Yeah.
I was low key pissed at God. Yeah. You feel me? It sent me back to the east side. Now I'm living back in my old trap house.
Yeah.
I'm mad as a mug. You get what I'm saying? I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But then I had to look around. I had to look at what God was doing. I had to look at my marriage. I had to look at my relationships with my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I had to look, you know, by that time, my father was starting to come to the church.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? My family's super Catholic.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, you know, they didn't understand what the hell I was doing. They was like, yo, this motherfucker done joined a cult. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that's another thing too, outsiders start feeling like too, it's a cult.
But I low key got shunned and was made fun of by my whole family.
Yeah.
You feel me? They would see me at a party and I'd grab a beer and they'd go, oh, you can't do that. Ain't you a Christian now?
You know what I mean?
And I'm like,
don't we read I'm the
like,
same book?
I'm like, you got a, you feel me? Yeah. I'm like, damn, you got a beer in your hand. Ain't you Catholic?
Yeah.
Like, what? You get what I'm saying? So there's these false perceptions,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, that people have of people who just love Jesus, mm-hmm. people who that just love God. You feel me? There's a crazy false perception on those people. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so be it. You get what I mean? I can't change your mind, and I'm not going to sit here and shove my Jesus down your throat either.
Yeah,
I'm not going to do that either.
Yeah.
But I'm going to continue to walk it out.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk it out. You can figure it out yourself.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
when you say, damn, why that man so happy? How do his marriage thrive like that?
Mm-hmm.
Man, his kids respect the hell out of him.
Mm-hmm.
Man, everything he touches, it thrives.
Yeah.
You want to know? You really want to know? You feel me? You really want to know?
Because
you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
I think a lot of people have very bad experiences like that fuck up their whole
Absolutely.
Perception of religion.
Like
and
who
Jesus.
Hurt you?
Yeah. Like we were talking
who
about that
you?
Dude on Facebook. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And to change their mind is like I don't got time to change nobody's mind like that. Like, I'm not about to sit here and try to change your fucking mind about how you feel about church. Like, I can lead you to the water, but I can't make you drink. You know?
Shit, man, I got a new one. I'm so old now. I use that.
You're
I
not used to, that old, bro.
I used to use that analogy but
yeah.
all the time, right?
Yeah.
You can lead a horse to the well,
yeah.
but you can't make him drink.
Right.
I didn't experience so much shit. Now, you could teach a motherfucker how to build his own well.
Yeah.
He gonna still want water out of your bucket.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. That's where I'm at.
Yeah, yeah.
You get what I mean? I done led people to the well plenty of times, dog.
Mm-hmm.
So many times that I said, okay, I'm gonna stop leading them to the well. I'm gonna teach you how to build a well.
Mm-hmm.
And then you teach them how to build a well, and nah, let me. What you got? How much water you got in your shit? That's
you.
Where I'm at right now,
no,
dog.
I feel you, bro. Patience, bro, is like, has patience been something that you've had to really learn to be able to communicate how you?
That's a great question.
Effectively.
That's a great question, man. I actually learned how to be patient this year.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah.
I learned 40 years. That's
40 of them things, man. 40 calendars, bro. I finally, yeah, man. In January, we was at Seamless, with the hookah company.
Yeah.
And, man, we was making good money, dog. We was making great money. And at that time, I had my grandma. I had my grandma living with me at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she just recently passed, you know. But she came to live with me after she got out the hospital. She came to live with me after she got out the hospital, man, and just and flipped our world, man. Just kind of flipped our world all the way around, man. Did a total 180, you know what I'm saying?
Why? Because you had to take care of her.
We had to take care of her, you know. Yeah, she had Alzheimer's, you know. We just had to, you know, I had to have a camera on her, you know. My wife bathed her, you know what I'm saying? Like, she was just, you know, she just needed to be taken care of, man, you know. Yeah. And she took care of me, you know what I mean? So, she came in my life, man, and I know it was, it was God, man. You know what I mean? I know what God was trying to tell me.
Yeah.
You feel me? My family's so big, bro. Yeah. My family's so big. My grandma got 11 kids, bro. She could have went to anybody's house, bro.
Yeah.
You feel me? And even my family was like, dang, she going to Naichi house. You feel me? Mm-hmm. Like, that's where she going.
Yeah.
You feel me? Like, even my family kind of was like, what the hell?
Is it safe up there?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. You get what I mean? That was the exact thought. So, man, you know, we took grandma in. We took her in November. Mm-hmm. You know, I got to, you know, we got to spend Thanksgiving with her. She got to, you know, wake up Christmas morning with us, man. We got to, you know, decorate the tree with grandma. You know what I mean? Like, it was just, it was out beautiful. Of this world, bro. Beautiful, it was beautiful. Yeah. And we was at Seamless at the time. You know what I mean? I'm in a strip club 2-3 nights a week, you know, and
living a double life and shit.
Listen, bro, listen. And that's what it felt like. That's exactly what it felt like. You feel me? Especially when you got a belief system the way that I got. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? You in there, you trying to be the light, you know what I mean, to people who you know are in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know they going through some shit. You know what I mean? You know they've been hurt in their past, you know? So, you know, that was kind of draining me. You know what I'm saying? I kind of felt like I was like pouring out of an empty cup. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Excuse me. I actually, in January, man, I was like, this shit ain't it. You feel me? Like, and grandma had moved out by that time. You know what I mean? Grandma moved out by that time. And January came around, bro, and I was just like, this shit ain't it. I mean, we're making good money, bro.
At the time,
we're making good money. I'm like, man, this shit ain't it. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what it was, I need some purpose. This ain't, you know, like, and God was like, just telling me to, like, slow down, like, take a break. And I was like, right now?
Yeah.
Like, you want me to take a break right now? Yeah. Like, man, we making money. You know what I mean? Like, we're making good money. Why? You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of January, man, I kind of got this vision. You know, I know some folks that do a lot of work over in China. And I got a vision. I actually knew that we was going to be quarantined. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew we were gonna be on lockdown.
Something was coming. Yeah.
And God was like, telling me, dog, just putting on my heart, like, pull all your shit out.
Yeah.
The heart. She was managing she was managing Pink Taco at the Hard Rock, and the Hard Rock was closing February 2nd.
Yep.
So, you know, I got the confirmation, and it was like, you know, I talked to my wife. I said, we're going to take a break. Cool? She was like, yeah. She was like, you know, 30 days, you know, take a little 30-day break, you know, like the Hard Rock closes February 2nd. Like, we'll take a little break.
Six
you know
months
what I mean?
Later.
So that's what happened, man. So, I pulled all the hookah out. You feel me? Pulled all my sound equipment out.
Mm-hmm.
Stopped all the promotions. You feel me? Mm-hmm. And was kind of like, I'm going to take this break.
Yeah.
February 2nd came around. You know, Hard Rock closed, and man, we've been together every day.
Yeah,
you feel me? Me and my wife been together every day since February 2nd, man. No time apart, no nothing. You feel me?
Y'all didn't break up.
No, man. Nothing, man. We don't argue. You know what I mean?
Quarantine put couples through the fire, boy.
And all it did was bring us closer.
Yeah,
all it did was make us stronger. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like, for real. You know, like, we ready.
Yeah,
like, we're, you know, so now here we are, and then a month, and then 5-6 weeks later, the city gets shut down. We was already quarantined.
Yeah.
We was already at home doing nothing.
Yeah.
So when the shit hit the fan, We watched everybody around us, bro, scramble.
Panic.
Straight panic. Mm-hmm. We was like in the eye of the storm, homie. Yeah, yeah. You feel me? We was like literally in the eye of the storm.
Yeah.
Watching everybody around us just go crazy.
Yeah.
We sitting back like, shit, we got change in the bank.
Yeah.
Got some cushion. We just bought our house. Like, yeah. Everybody home now.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? But that's when I knew. That's when I knew, man, because it was just, like I said, it was just confirmation for me. It was like, damn. Like, look at God, yo. You feel me? One of the biggest things I didn't want to do was take a break from the nightlife and from the DJ shit, because to me, that industry moves too fast.
Yeah, FOMO, fear of missing out. Yeah.
So I was like, yo, I can't, you know what I mean? That was my biggest thing, you know? I was like, really, like, you know? Like, man, I can't take no break right now, God. What's
poppin'? I can't afford a break.
You tripping. This shit moved too fast.
Yeah, that's money.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I'll take a break for 6 months and try to come back, and it'll be somebody in my spot. I'll be, three spaces behind. Like, I can't do that. Mm-hmm. So the way that I took it was, man, God's so good to me, he stopped the whole fucking world for me.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped the whole world for me, E. That's how good God is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whatever your perception is your perception.
Exactly.
But my biggest worry was my industry leaving me in the dust.
And you felt attached to it so much that you felt
it was
like,
my livelihood. Yeah. I raised my kids off of that shit for the last 10, 15 years. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's something that
industry don't give a fuck about you.
At all.
Yeah.
At all. And that's why you got to cling on to it so hard. You feel me? Because if you let go, it's going to keep moving without you. It don't give a shit about you. You feel me?
Yeah.
So, again, man, it was confirmation for me, man. Mm-hmm. It was God going, told you I had you fooled.
Yeah, patience.
You get what I mean?
Patience seems to be the key factor in people getting to success or getting to the next level and being aware of what they're doing, bro. You know, when people get impatient, you tend to make irrational decisions. You know what I mean? You tend to move faster than you can keep up with. And you know what I'm saying? Like, I see it because I've been there. We've all been there, bro.
I'm so...
You know, it's like just...
Yeah. The patience is definitely it's a life hack.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
It's a life hack, man. You know, and it sucks, man. It sucks that, you know, I'm such a go-getter and I'm such a, you know, I'm a grinder, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, you know, that
I never saw it before, too. That energy is needed, too. But you also need... you're balanced. Maybe your wife is telling you.
It's the balance,
or people around you, it's like, yo, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to reel it in sometimes, you know what I mean, and concentrate that energy.
Well, discernment, you know? Man, you know what I mean? And that's another thing, man, you know, not to continue to bring up God, you feel me? But that's just, it's discernment.
Yeah.
You feel me? When you can discern your emotions from what God, you know, from what God is telling you, that's a big, big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Yeah.
It's a big, big deal for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just having that relationship with God and being able to discern what's from him and what's from my emotions.
Do you meditate?
You know, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is your meditation process like?
It's outside. I built a small, you know, I showed you when you came to the crib, my little altar in the back. You know what I mean?
I was going
to
ask you about that, how you put the wood in the stone.
On the brick and all that.
But we'll talk about that later.
Yeah.
But
you got a carpenter's... podcast too.
Hell nah. I'll start doing a whole bunch of random weird shit.
You got your own YouTube channel and shit.
Bro.
We got it.
I tell you, you should start one.
The side projects and shit.
Yeah.
Let's go, man.
I got some pictures. I want to show you what I'm working on right now.
Okay.
The privacy wall. It's almost up.
Yeah.
It's almost done. It's almost ready to go. So I want. I'm gonna show you. Pictures,
good.
But,
good.
But
as soon as you're done, I'm.
Yeah.
Need you at my house,
bro.
You know?
Bro.
We'll start that
it's
process.
It's looking.
So.
Beautiful.
Let's go.
I'm like, yo, I did this.
Yeah, trust me. That's how I felt when I built that little planner. You know that, like I said, man, that's.
Bro, but you know what's crazy?
That's my little spot.
Bro, but you know what's crazy is that when I do that, when I'm out there building, I turn all the music off.
Yeah.
I turn everything off. I like to just listen to myself work. I like to hear the sound of the saws, the sanders, when I'm drilling. I like to hear everything, and it's therapeutic. But it's also been like weird to think about that, like the process of building It's like what society is based on. Like, you know, you want a church, you got to build it. You want a house, you got to build it. Like, building is such a fucking amazing thing,
bro. That's, I'm a builder.
Yeah, I'm a builder, man.
Yeah. Like, definitely. I tell my wife all the time, man, I'm a builder. Mm-hmm. If I'm not building nothing, I don't feel I'm like, I don't feel I'm like fulfilling my purpose.
Yeah, exactly. You know
what I'm saying? So, and the greatest thing that I've ever built, man, is my family.
Yeah.
You feel me? That's the greatest thing I've ever built, dog. You know, my wife, six kids, like, you know, I got homies, man. I got homies that go to prison, man, and they come out, and to them, respect is earned there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, nah, mm-hmm. nah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Real, your respect is earned out here, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? Holding your family down, man. Yeah, taking care of your
kids
family,
respect
man.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly, you know?
Your baby mama respects you.
My sons wouldn't respect me the way that they do. You feel me? If I got caught up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They would never respect me for that.
Yeah.
You get what
Why
I mean?
Why was you doing that, Dad, to put yourself in that position?
Absolutely,
shit. Yeah.
I got pulled over on Nellis and Owens at night in my 82 Monte Carlo. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I had 10 pounds in the trunk. Mm-hmm. My fucking lights was off.
Back then, you going to the clinker.
The cop said, hey, man, your lights is off.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, shit, man. Man, thank you, man. Turned them on. Like, thank
Sweating
you, man. I
bullets.
Appreciate that. He said, all right, man, be careful. I said, all right. I had 10 pounds in the trunk, dog. Yeah. And this was when... This was when a seed was a felony.
Yeah, I got a story like that too, man. I think my white privilege kicked in though.
Yeah.
I think it kicked in.
See,
bro.
I'm half white, man. My mama could have birthed you, man. I'm half white, man, but I couldn't. I'll show you a picture of my mom, man, in a minute.
Yeah.
But my mama's half white, man. I mean, my mom is white. I'm half white, dog.
Like, oh,
I've never been able to. Yeah, you wouldn't know it, man.
That's how my old.
I went to juvie, mm-hmm. right? I had court. When they brought me out, my mom was already sitting in the thing, right?
I thought you was a foster child or something.
And I'm walking, you know, they got the little shackle shit, and I'm walking to my mom, and my mom grabs my hand, you know, mm-hmm. being a mom, you know, mm-hmm. she's like, oh my God, you know, my son just, you know, spent a night in jail. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm a little kid. And, shit.
Yeah,
she's
yeah.
Like, and the judge is like, don't, you know, you're not allowed to touch him, ma'am. Mm-hmm. And then he looks at me and he goes, is that your lawyer?
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
wild.
Bro.
That's wild.
I thought my mom was my lawyer, bro.
You should have been like, hell, you know yeah,
I mean?
My Lord. Instead.
You know, I don't think it would have made a difference, dog, but you know.
Damn, that's crazy. Oh, that's where are we at?
117.
Okay, no, no. But I had a similar story, bro, that I was my white privilege kicked in. I think it kicked in. No, because my older brother,
right.
We got different dads. But my older brother
Man, I don't got no story like
my,
that.
My older brother's darker than you, bro. My older brother's full Italian, right? He's darker than you. Oh, damn, you didn't crack that open yet?
Nope.
So the story is that I was trapping. I was super trapping at this time. No job for 3 years, whatever, woochie woo. I'm smashing down, I think it was Tanea, in this girl's car that I was fucking with, right? Because I was one of them dudes, like... You know, fuck with a girl.
She was one of them.
Yeah,
she was at work. You had her car.
Yeah, she was at home. She was just letting me, like, I was the dude.
Yeah.
I was the boyfriend.
He was a dirt bag.
Yeah.
He was a real live dirt bag.
Yeah.
It's all right.
Product,
go ahead. Continue
product,
with your dirt bag story.
Things. Yeah. So I'm using and abusing this chick, not abusing her physically, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm just taking all her shit because she giving it to me.
I wasn't. Just mentally and spiritually.
Mentally and spiritually. Just, like,
yeah,
that
okay.
I regret and I'm, you know what I mean? I've grown as a person since then. But bottom line is I was smashing, bro, and I had like a half a pound in my car, but it was all bagged up. It was all separated.
Individually wrapped.
Yeah. I'm talking a QP, yeah. 2 ounces, all this and that, and I get pulled over. This little bitch-ass cop sitting in the cut, in the dark, in the shadows, which I think should be illegal. Because, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why are you trapping people? Why are you hiding out like a
oh,
kid? Like,
man.
Playing hide, you know what I'm saying? Like, hide and go
right.
seek.
Announce
shit.
Yourself.
Bro, what? It should be, you have to announce yourself. And I get pulled over, right? And it's a bike cop. So usually they just write tickets and they say, get on your way. But my dumb ass over here thinking I'm Scarface, chiefing, smoking a joint while I got all this shit in the car. I roll down the window, car smells like, dang, bro, it's just loud. He's like, hey, sir, your car smells like a little bit of marijuana. You been smoking? And then I was like, no, whatever. Like, I'm just like, man, I'm going to jail. I text a picture to the girl. I was like, yo, call a lawyer. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to compel me out. It's over with. You know what I'm saying? It's a wrap. And then he calls another unit. A cop car pulled up. And then he comes around the passenger side, right? He's shining lights. And I got my backpack in the front seat. And he's shining lights all through the car and shit. I'm like, fuck, I'm done. It's over with. They say, okay, sir, can you step out of the car? Right? They give me a DUI test. They make me walk in a straight line, do all that shit, right? And then they sit me on the thing, and they asked me if I had anything in the car or whatever. I'm like, nah, you know what I mean, whatever. And then and then next thing you know, bro, they write me the ticket for speeding. They didn't search my car. And I got in my car with a speeding ticket, and I drove off, and I was like, what the fuck just happened, bro? Because this was before it was legalized.
Yeah.
So the only thing I could really chalk
grace of God, baby.
Was it, or was it the color of my skin?
Nah, man, it's the grace of God, man. Okay. It's white boys in jail right now for marijuana, dog.
Yeah, for sure.
It's white boys in jail for trafficking marijuana, dog. Trust and believe, yo.
Yeah, she had a disease too. She had a no, not like that, but she had like a muscle disease to where she had to smoke weed. She had to smoke weed, right? So they asked me why the car smelled like weed,
right?
And that's what I told her. I was like, oh, this is my girlfriend's car. She has this this muscle disease where she's prescribed, you know, for pain medicine or whatever, you know,
right?
And
because
medical marijuana was okay, yeah. But it wasn't. This was like 2016.
Yeah. Oh yeah, 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 you know what I'm saying? He was pretty much good in 2016.
Yeah, man. Well, still, like, if it's bagged up.
I mean, you
yeah,
know.
I mean, I wasn't going to the clinker.
You probably would have got a slap on the wrist, you know what I mean, with the right lawyer and everything. Yeah. You'd have been all right, man. But
yeah, but I don't know where I don't know what the point of that story was, but
white privilege.
White privilege for sure. And now it's like the worst thing in the world to be white. It's like,
yeah,
yo,
man. Yeah. How you feel about that, man? You know, let's turn the tables real quick, man. How do you feel about that, man? Like, what is going on, dog? How does it feel to be white in 2020, man?
Well,
like, what is going on?
It feels like I'm almost. Sometimes I feel like disgraced with my with just like I just feel disgraced with America, and like. Because my level of understanding has grown so much in these past few...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, in these past few months. And I've never been racist a day in my life. You know, like, growing up, my Little League high school, or my Little League football team, there was 3 white kids on the team. I practiced at West Middle School. You know what I mean? I was on the Jaguars, so I was around...
Did I coach this motherfucker?
Bro, I practiced over there at
I used to coach
CSN.
The Jaguars.
Oh, word?
Yeah.
No, you didn't coach me. I
coached the Jaguars at West Middle School in 2005.
Maybe around that time.
Yeah.
Maybe
Knox was over there with the Cheyenne kids and all that.
Yeah, we switched over to CSN too for a year or two. But I never been raised a day in my life. Like, having black friends is Mexican friends. Like, my best friend growing up is Mexican.
You grew up in the culture.
So I grew up like just that being normal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. And you being the only white boy around a bunch of black folks,
bro,
Mexican folks,
bro,
that's normal for you.
I've been called, like for a while, I thought my name was white boy. I didn't start getting offended until I was older, until I was like, bro, don't call me don't call me white boy. I have a name, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
But that taps into, like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's racist.
It's racist.
Man. It's racist as fuck. And it's not. It doesn't feel good to anybody.
To anybody.
You know what I mean? And,
yeah.
You know, to answer your question on how it feels to be a white person, it's we have to take more responsibility, and we definitely have to take accountability. And white people, we definitely have to constantly check yourself. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. In your thought process and what you think about the world and how it's going on, and especially with this Breonna Taylor shit, like, you know, it's just everything. You got to check yourself, and you got to take it back through the history of African Americans in the United States, mm-hmm. but just people of color in general, mm-hmm. and white supremacy, and you have to see how that impacts everybody. And now it's even worse because back in the day they were open with it. They were like, but now it's like a weird subtle racism, but it's even more potent.
I feel like it's open.
Yeah, it is though, but it's also like you don't want to be labeled a racist. You can't come out and say some racist shit because you're getting fired from your job now.
Right, you know what I mean? And it's like cancel culture, and that's the thing too. Cancel culture got motherfuckers running back into the closet.
Yeah,
like that's not where we need to be going right now. You know what I mean? Like let them come out.
But it's so weird because racism.
Let them come out.
Racism is like a, it's like a thing that is like. It's like, I don't know, well, with white supremacy, with white people, and it's like, you know, white people have had so much privilege and power for so long, and, you know, a lot of people, they just, they just want to hold on to that, you know what I mean, and hold on to that privilege. They think they're losing something by like, treating everybody the same, you know what I'm saying? It's just,
right.
It's real simple. It's a real simple process.
You would think so.
Yeah, you would. But that's why it's like, I feel so blessed in the sense of I've been exposed to cultures and other people from a young age.
Exposed, that's a big word, man.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, but I have a lot of white friends that
Exposure will change your experience.
Yeah, bro, for real. Because then you feel it. You're there. Like, you go over to your friend's house that's a different race than you, that's black. You know, if you're white and you go over to a black friend's house, it's going to be a totally different
household
experience.
Is different. Yeah.
They talk to each other different. Yeah. They eat different food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you should invite them to your house too. So they have a good experience with white people from a young age.
Exactly.
And there's so many frustrations, and it's so many, like, even I have some white friends that never got that exposure. Mm-hmm. And I just see how blind and jaded they are by what America has fed them over mm-hmm. the years. You know, it's like
exposure will change your experience, man.
Yeah.
The more 100%. You expose the different cultures, the more the more mm-hmm. your experience will change, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah, we're it's definitely fragile times. You know, I'm again, man, my age demographic, bro. We grew up with Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? We grew up with George Carlin. Mm-hmm. You know, we grew up with comedians that had, you know, no holds barred, you feel me?
Yeah.
On the shit that they would say and the shit that they would make fun of, mm-hmm. you get what I mean? And so nowadays there's a little bit too much offense. Mhm. Little too much offense, you know what I mean? So, you know, that allows for the spirit of division to creep in.
Yeah,
you get what I mean. Yep. So, you know, as long as I think there's a book out called I can't think of it right now, but it's something about along the lines of the devil keeping us in offense.
Yeah,
like that's his job.
Yeah.
To keep us in offense.
Yeah, and the divisiveness that it causes. And it's like, when I think about just life in general, it's like, yo, we're only here for, like, we all have very short lives in the grand scheme of things. And we're all on this little floating, you know, rock in the middle of, like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like, it's not, like, what are we doing? Why are we just chilling, like, having great times?
I don't know, man.
But, you know.
I think white folks run the world because of white boying.
What is that?
You know, the term white boying.
Like,
you know,
I never heard that term.
You guys are fucking crazy. You know?
Yeah.
Like, think about
it. Well, it's evil. Bro, white people are evil as fuck.
I guess, if that's what you want to call it, you know what I mean? But I mean, you know, and you guys aren't afraid of death. That's, I don't know if that's evil. I don't know if that's evil.
I never thought of it like that.
Think about it like that, man. You feel me? I don't think white folks are scared. I don't think white folks are afraid of death. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? In a very, very literal sense. I don't think you guys are afraid of death, man. And I think that's one of the reasons that white folks reign supreme.
Yeah.
You feel me? Think about it. Just really, 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 really.
Yeah, I'm
really,
gonna sit on that. I'm gonna sit on that.
Yeah, yeah. Like think about Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? Think about, you know, Ferdinand Magellan. Think of these
across the ocean.
Think of the motherfucker that just sat there and said, "Hey, man, build me that boat right there.
I'm gonna take it."
You motherfuckers think we're gonna fall off the edge of this shit if we? Man, hey, who wants to come with me?
Yeah,
let's go see.
That's true.
You get what I mean?
That's true.
That's white boying.
Yeah,
that's white boying. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like
Let's see.
They're not afraid to die in the name of exploring and conquering. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean? Yeah. And you feel me? And yeah, so, you know, hey, you know, maybe, you know.
I think another thing, too, is that, like, we're not that, like, you think about 2020, bro, like, 1920 wasn't that long ago. 1820 wasn't that long ago. Really, no. In the grand scheme of, like, no. You know, 1720, 1620, we're not that far away from, like, the raping and pillaging and conquering. Like, as human beings, are evolving, like, we're not that far away.
Right.
That's why we still fight. That's why we still, like, you know what I mean?
And again, man, this is me. This is my opinion, all right? This is my opinion, and, you know, they, you know.
All opinions are your own.
Absolutely. This ain't not yours, not E Square, not not the Junction or anything, man. You know what I mean? It's mine. The camera on me. The mic is on. Mm-hmm. But you don't need money. You don't need money to fight wars. You just need enough people willing to die.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. You want change in this country? We really want change in this country?
Yeah.
Die for it.
Yeah, we people don't want to die.
No.
People want to be famous.
No, it's not even that. I want to change your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally want to change your mind. There's not a law. There's not a law that you can write into existence that will change a racist's heart.
Yeah.
There's no law.
That's the point I was trying to make about racism. It's not. It's a belief.
It's a heart thing.
Yeah, it's
a
you.
Heart problem.
Yeah, it was taught
me?
To you.
And the only thing that changes a man's heart from experience, man, is the grace of God, man. Mm. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that will change your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, fam, you're gonna stay in your ways. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, you know, like I said, man, are we willing to die to change people's minds?
Mm.
You feel me? Because if we're not, then what the fuck are we doing, dog? The fuck are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean? Really, what the fuck are we doing? Do we need another sweet-talking president? Listen, I voted for Obama twice.
Yeah. God, the president.
Think about it, dog. Like, really, really think about that shit, dog. Like, right now. Do you know what has people on the edge of their seat? Do you know what has people in the streets? It's because there's nobody sweet talking them right now.
Yeah. True.
BLM was started on Obama's watch.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
He's a great talker. I love that dude, yo.
Yeah, yeah.
I love when he gets up and he speaks.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because you could be ready to put a bullet in a motherfucker's head. Mm-hmm. You feel me? In a fellow American's head.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama will get up and speak.
Give you some hope. Yeah, yeah.
And sit down and look at your fellow American like, well, that motherfucker ain't so bad after all. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We don't need another president like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't. We need a president in office that's not going to sweet talk us. We need a president in office
that's willing to die.
That's going to make us pissed off so we can get the fuck up out of our chairs.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
Why do we want it to go back to the way it was?
Yeah.
That's what got us here.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the dude in office right now, because he don't bother me like he bothers other people. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to remove him, so to speak.
Yeah.
You feel me? Because he's the person that's pissing everybody off. You get what I mean? People don't play chess like I do, dog.
People don't play chess like I do, bro. No, I hear you.
I'm the type that needs... Things have to get worse before they get better.
Mm-hmm.
So when is the shit going to really hit the fan? You get what I mean? Let's...
Oh, now you want to come vote. It took a Trump to come in
here. It took a Trump for you to get the fuck off your ass.
And go vote.
Nah, it's too late, dog.
Yeah.
It's too late. The country's more divided than it's ever been. You get what I mean? It might take a civil war.
Yeah. You think it'll get to that? I don't think people want to die, bro.
You get what I'm saying? It brings it right back to my point.
Yeah, people don't want to die, bro.
So what brought about change? What brought us out of slavery?
Yeah.
The Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Right? The country was so divided on the subject that we fucking went to war.
Yeah. And people were willing to die for that.
And people was willing to die for that shit. Yeah. That's where I'm at with it.
That's a great point.
History repeats itself.
It's a great point.
So if you're not ready to lace up your boots and die for the shit that you believe in,
that you're talking about on Instagram.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? Because you ain't making no change through your social media posts.
Yeah.
You feel me? You ain't making no change through your living room. Yeah. You get what I mean? That's, you know, that's ain't nobody coming to save us. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I follow Derek Grace, man. I love that dude. You know what I mean? And he always talks about trauma bonding. And that's what it is. You get what I mean? He's like, man, he's like, buy guns, get money, and get ready.
Yeah.
Because it's coming.
Yeah.
You feel me? It's coming, dog. Mm-hmm. And when that shit comes to your front door, are you going to be ready?
Right.
Or are you going to fall in line?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I told my wife, they put tanks and boots on the street. We dying right here in our home that we own.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? For our beliefs right here.
Yeah. I feel you. That's crazy to think about it this way. It's crazy. I haven't got to this point yet. But you're right. Know. Because of the social media and all this shit, and everybody thinks they got a voice, and everybody, you know, everybody wants change and all this, but you were just clicking a button on your phone really ain't doing much.
You can't get rid of racism, fam.
Yeah.
You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. You can't get rid of sin.
It's going to take generations and generations. Not in this lifetime.
It's not even that. It's you need the darkness in order to see the light.
Mm.
It's balance. It's perfect balance.
Yeah.
You get what I mean?
Yeah.
What side you want to be on?
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
What side do you want to be on? Yeah. What side do you stand for? What side will you die for?
Mm-hmm.
Easy money, man.
Oh, you got my mind spinning right now. Oh, man.
We can go deeper into that, man, but we ain't got no time.
Well, yeah, let's wrap it up, my G. I'm still I'm processing this because that was pretty deep. You know what I mean? So I'm gonna sit on it.
Yeah, I know. Sit on we it. Usually get light. We usually light.
You got a clip right there, bro. Yeah.
Well, we're usually right light in on the conversation, and then we get deeper
That's why I love this, and I hope you do something similar to this because
it's coming, man.
It'll work.
It's coming, and I'll bring you on.
Stick talks.
I'll bring you on. I'll bring you on the stick talk. See?
Oh yeah.
I'll bring you on the stick talk, man.
Come on, man.
We'll get it. We speaking it in the existence, man. Yeah. So you know, when I speak, it shit happens.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
You feel me?
All right, man. Well, you want to plug anything before we get up out of here?
Man, follow Chief Lumpia.
Hello.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna tag you in all these posts.
Follow Chief Lumpia, man, and go follow Hookah Jazz, man, because we still ain't. We ain't done yet. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, we got a meeting after this.
Mm-hmm. Let's go. Hey, I appreciate you coming back, bro. My first return guest.
Let's go.
DJ Valet. I love you, bro.
I'm ready. I'm ready for a three-peat, man. Hello. I'm ready for a three-peat. I love you too, man. I love you too. I love what you're doing, man. Thanks, keep it pushing, man. You got my support, man.
I appreciate it, man.
All right.
Till next time.
Yeah.